have been right on the button. Boy, both Dylan Landreth and Tony Ifedano hit those balls exceptionally well. 0-2. Misses up and away. Ball one. Again, another big situation. Bases juiced. Two outs for the Warriors trying to extend a 2-0 lead. Looking in is Carter Kaminsky. Runners off third, second, and first. Henrik putting down the fingers, setting the target. Sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Line drive into left center field for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. Heading to third on the play is Ifedano, and he's safe on the slide. Into second base, a 2-RBI hit for Ryder Schindler, and the Warriors take a 4-0 lead. Held the breath for a moment. Cooper Wendorf, the shortstop, almost got there, but just out of his reach.
First base, number one, Joel Gravine.
Second and third, two outs now for Joel Gravine. Those two out hits, vital. And we have three two-out hits in a row here for the Warriors. Gravine will take the first pitch inside for ball one. And another well-hit ball. The last three, they have not been cheapies for the Warriors. Kaminsky fires. Chopper, third base side, foul. Played on the second hop by Coach John Albee cleanly. So two in the first for the Warriors, now two in the fourth as they take a 4-0 lead. Runners off third and second. 1-1 pitch. Big cut by Gravine, follows it straight back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Top half of the fourth here from Merrill. Glad you could be with us on this Wednesday afternoon on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and Gravine goes down on strikes. But the Warriors add to their lead. Two runs on three base hits. There were no Merrill errors, and two runners left on base. We are halfway through game number one of this doubleheader for Merrill, middle of the fourth. Warriors 4, Merrill Blue Jays nothing. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Bottom of the fourth, first pitch from Ty Teske is in there for strike one to Noah Klug. Pinch hitting in the designated hitter position. He again was in the original starting lineup. I think he just got here late. 0-1, just off the inside corner. Evens it up at one ball and one strike. 4-0 Warriors, bottom of the fourth inning. Out of the wind, here's the pitch. Bounces off of home plate. Rolls just to my left here behind the backstop, and that's ball two. Two balls and one strike. 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Blue Jays. Misses low and inside, and that's ball three. Teske has thrown three shutout innings, but it has not been easy. There have been a few base runners for Merrill at the start, and there's a ball four, bounces in there. Again, it's been a lot of stressful pitches in this game for Ty Teske, but he's been able to make the pitches when he's needed to. So a leadoff man on for Merrill. And Cole Rudy will step in now for the Blue Jays. He is 1-for-1. He singled in the second. That is the fourth walk issued by Ty Teske. Pitch is a little bit up, and that's ball one. One ball and no strikes. Sets at the chest. Has the target. Runner leads. Here's the kick and the pitch. Catches the inside corner for strike one called. Merrill stranded the bases loaded back in the third. They left a couple of runners on base as well in the first and one in the second. So six stranded runners in the first three innings for Merrill. Pickoff move and back in safely is Klug. But six strand runners in three innings. That means there have been opportunities for Merrill. But again, when Teske has needed to make the big pitch, he's done so. And the pitch. There's a foul ball to the right-hand side. Ball and two strikes. Travis Clade behind the dish will put down the fingers and set the target. Short lead at first. 1-2. Strike three called right on the inside corner. First out of the inning.
Second base number 16, Brady Klebnow.
Fourth strikeout for Ty Teske. He's had one strikeout in each of the innings up to this point. I'm sure you'd like to break that with a second or third strikeout here in the fourth. As we go to Brody Klebnow, pickoff move. Back in safely is Klug. Klebnow, the second baseman and number 9 hitter. He is 0 for 1. He flew out to right field. Back in the second. Here's the pitch. In there at the knees for strike one called. Good fastball. You hear the pop. Maybe you could hear it in our crowd mic as well as we're broadcasting from just to the right of the Wausau West catcher. 0-1. There's a fly ball center field. Can of corn there for Miles Wahlvogel. He'll make the grab, get it back to the infield for out number 2.
Center field number 10, Corey Page.
So two outs, runner on first for Corey Page, the center fielder and leadoff hitter for Merrill. So trying to work a fourth consecutive shutout inning is Ty Teske. Pickoff move and back in. That time going with a different look on the pickoff with Teske. Normally he'll use his leg kick and then try to get the runner leaning. That time a quick step off and a quick fire to first. And the pitch. Fastball drops just a shade low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Corey Page, again, good athlete. Saw him during the basketball season. Very good on the hardwood. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Page missed the early part of the basketball season, but when he came on, he really helped the Merrill squad. One ball, one strike. Teske kicks and deals. Fastball just off the inside corner.
Come on, Ty, you got this.
Count goes to 2-1. Two balls and one strike on Corey Page. Waves the bat as he waits. Teske comes to the plate. Drops down low and again had these moments here where he's just lost the strike zone a little bit. Three balls and one strike. Brady Norton waits on deck. He would hit next. Here's the 3-1. There's a fly ball center field. Well hit. Going back is Wahlvogel, but again, a lot of room here in Merrill. And grabbing it in front of the fence is Miles Wahlvogel for out number 3. I'm not sure. I think at Wausau West High School that would have been some trouble. But again, a big outfield. And the Warriors retire again, Merrill, without a run scored. For the Blue Jays in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of four, Wausau West 4, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Rowan Robbins leading things off for the Warriors in the top of the fifth inning with West leading Merrill by a score of 4-0. Game one of a doubleheader. First pitch taken for strike one from Carter Kaminsky. Rowan Robbins, Cohen Bryant, and Ty Teske, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Wausau West batting order. That one is in there, taken a little off that pitch was Kaminsky, and it's nothing and two. Setting at the belt, here's the pitch. Drops into the dirt, ball one. One ball and two strikes on Rowan Robbins. Rowan was hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the third. Here's the 1-2. There's a roller. Grabbed. Big wingspan for the pitcher, Carter Kaminsky. I thought that was heading towards second base, but he reached out and was able to snag it in the webbing and then flipped the first in time. 1-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. And that will bring up the Wausau West second baseman, Cohen Bryant. Cohen is 0-2. He's reached on an error and grounded into a double play. First pitch misses for ball one. I think nearing the 100-pitch limit is Kaminsky. Coach Sean Schultz came over, talked to the Wausau West bench to make sure they were both on the same page when it came to a pitch count. Two balls and no strikes. Good hitter's count now for Cohen Bryant. And the 2-0, way up and inside, and that's ball three. 4-0, Warriors with two in the first, and then they added two more in the fourth on the two RBI double by Ryder Schindler. 3-0. Oh, getting the bottom of the zone, maybe getting a little extra on that strike zone. And that 3-0 is Kaminsky, and it's now 3-1. 3-1 pitch. That one is down low, and that's ball four. Walk to Cohen Bryant, and that will bring Ty Teske and also bring out Sean Schultz as well. The Merrill head coach is going to walk out, and I think that will do it for Carter Kaminsky. Not easy today for the Merrill right-hander, and there will be a pitching change for the Blue Jays. Top of the fifth inning, runner on first, one out for the Warriors, who lead 4-0. We'll tell you about the new pitcher coming up next. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Cooper Wendorf moves over from shortstop to play pitcher now for the Blue Jays. Looks like Cole Rudy is now playing at shortstop.
And Kaminsky will move to third base.
Yep. Pop up on the left-hand side. Going back is the shortstop, Rudy, on that pop up from Ty Teske. And he'll make the catch in short left field.
So, again, it will be Cole Rudy at shortstop and Carter Kaminsky at third base with the changes defensively here for the Blue Jays. And now Miles Wahlvogel will step to the plate. Runner on first and two outs for the Warriors, top of the fifth. Pitch from Wendorf. Misses outside for ball one. Miles Wahlvogel is 0 for 2. He has struck out and flown out. Wendorf pickoff back to first and diving in safely is Cohen Bryant. Again, this is the first of a twin bill here from Merrill, Athletic Park in Merrill. Putting together yesterday's game and tomorrow's game for two today. Pitch misses away. That makes no sense, right? But yesterday the game was postponed due to field conditions. Tomorrow there was a chance of some rain, so taking no chances with the forecast looking good today. The schools yesterday decided to move both the games to today and play a doubleheader here at Merrill. Pickoff move, and back in safely again is Cohen Bryant. Bryant takes a pretty good lead at first. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. Foul off at the plate from Wahlvogel, and it's now 2-1. .13 on the back of the jersey for Miles Wahlvogel. He's had himself a nice 2024-25 athletic season. Pitch misses up and away for a ball. Had an outstanding football season. Boy, he was terrific during the high school football season. He was terrific during the winter on the hard court. And now, starting off the spring sports season as well. There is a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripping that one, getting on top of it nicely and pulling it was Wahlvogel. See if the Warriors can get another two-out rally like they did in the previous inning. And now Travis Clotty will come up with runners on first and second and two outs. Travis singled in the second, flew out to right in the fourth. Warriors swinging the bat much better here today. They've struggled a bit early in the campaign. Here is the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone for a ball. On Saturday in that doubleheader, Warriors started off fast. Four runs on six hits in the first inning against Eau Claire North. But then, the rest of the way, 12 innings, no runs. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but going around is Travis Clotty. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Top of the fifth. 4-0 lead for the Warriors. Runners off first and second. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball left-hand side. Bobbled at third. Pick. Fire across. Oh, it's off target. Rounding third. Coming in to score will be Bryant. Heading to third and stopping will be Wahlvogel. An error on the third baseman allows a run to score and give the Warriors a 5-0 lead. Playing third base now, Carter Kaminsky after moving from pitcher. First he bobbled it, then he airmailed the throw across, and that allowing the run to score.
Running for West, Bryce Blaubach.
Bryce Blaubach will now come out and do the running for Wausau West.
Bat, third baseman number 7, Dylan Landreth.
So first and third, two outs for Dylan Landreth. Big cut, follows it straight back, strike one. Landreth started that rally in the fourth with a single, then ultimately came around to score. 5-0 Warriors. 0-1 on Landreth. He's 1-for-2. Fastball misses off the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Cooper Wendorf, right-hander, toes the rubber. Looks in for the sign and the target. Sets, kicks, deals. Breaking ball floats in there for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes on Dylan Landreth. If he reaches base, top of the order, and Tony Ifaldano up next. Setting again. Here's the kick and the pitch. Chopper, foul third base side. Staying alive is Landreth. Two in the first for West, two in the fourth, and now one in the fifth. 5-0 lead for the Warriors. Trying to get their Wisconsin Valley Conference schedule off to a winning start. 1-2. Misses outside, taken for a ball. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on base for Wausau West. Wendorf sets just above the belt. Kicks, deals. Getting a piece of it. Foul down the third base side towards Coach John Albee. This time a error on the West coach. Bobbled it. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Want more. 5-0. Again, we've seen crooked numbers before, so let's keep pouring it on. Swing and a miss. Strike three on a breaking ball, and that will do it for the Warriors in the fifth. But they do add a run. One run on one base hit. There was an error and two runners left on base. And a 4.5. It is Wausau West 5, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Bottom of the fifth, Warriors lead 5-0. Brady Norton, the number two hitter, will lead things off for Merrill. Ty Teske's worked all the way for the Warriors, fires. Fastball drops a little bit low for ball one. Teske has been able to work his way out of a few trouble spots and put up the goose eggs through four innings. There's a roller, first base side pulled foul, evens it up at 1-1. Some days you'll be able to mow them down easily, and other days you got to be able to make the pitches when you need to. And today, Teske has done an outstanding job in those situations. As I said earlier, there's been quite a few runners left on base for Merrill. They've stranded seven through the first four innings. Here comes Teske's kick and pitch. Drops down low. Ball two. Based on the number of pitches, there's been a number of walks. He's had four strikeouts as well. I would think it'd be tough to get through seven under 100 pitches, but we have to wait and see. There's a good fastball in at the knees for strike two called. Two balls and two strikes on Brady Norton. And the pitch, ground ball, right to the second baseman, Cohen Bryant. Little flip the first in time, 4-3 on the putout. One up and one down for the Blue Jays in the fifth.
11, E.J. White.
Up next for Merrill will be their first baseman, E.J. Wikes. E.J. Wikes today has walked and singled, so 1-for-1 officially. Pitch is low and outside for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes on E.J. Wikes. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. And there's a ground ball right to the first baseman, Joe Gravine. Two steps to the bag, three unassisted for out number two.
Catcher number 26, Caden Henrich.
Well, when I was saying a moment ago that perhaps Ty Teske might not be able to get through seven innings with 100 pitches, well, an inning like this goes a long way towards helping out. There's the pitch, and that will be in there. Fastball for strike one called. Nothing and one here on Caden Henrich. Here's the pitch. Fastball in at the belt for strike two called. So nothing and two. Looking for the first 1-2-3 inning of the game for either side. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Chased down by Clade. He'll fire it the first in time. That time a little bit of a break for the Warriors. The pitch got away, but it hit the umpire to slow it down. Clade was able to get to it. Fired a first. Three up and three down for the Blue Jays in the fifth. End of five. Wausau West 5, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Top of the sixth inning here from Athletic Park in Merrill. Warriors coming to the plate, leading 5-0 in game one of this doubleheader.
For West in the top half of the sixth inning, the shortstop, number 10, Tony Ifaldano.
It'll be the top of the order for Wausau West. Tony Ifaldano, Ryder Schindler, and then Joe Gravine against Cooper Wendorf. Tony Ifaldano had a single his last time up. He is 1-for-2 with a walk. First pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Again, this is the first of a twin bill here on 98.9 WXCO. Again, proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. Pitch misses inside for a ball. And we mean it. We believe in doing this. We believe in bringing you live play-by-play of high school athletics because it's darn important. 2-0. Misses away, and that's ball three. Three in a row outside the zone from Cooper Wendorf. 22 on the back of his dark blue jersey. The right-hander kicks and fires. That's a fastball in for strike one called. Five runs on seven base hits here for the Warriors. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Bobbled again, pick. Long throw across, not in time. Trouble for Carter Kaminsky at the hot corner since he moved there after pitching to start the game. Kaminsky moved over to third in the middle of the last inning. He's committed two errors, as that will be an error on the third baseman. Leadoff batter on base again for the Warriors. And Ryder Schindler, who had a big hit back in the fourth, will step in. Schindler had a two-out, two RBI double that doubled the lead for the Warriors to 4-0 back in the fourth. He is 1-for-2 with a walk, also a run scored. Tony Ifaldano takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Misses low and away for ball one. Warriors have been in control much of the game. They came out in the first inning, scored a pair of runs, stayed that way until the two RBI hit by Schindler in the fourth, and then added another run in the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Drops down low. That's ball two. 2-0 on Ryder Schindler. Falling behind the first two hitters in this frame has been Cooper Wendorf. And the pitch misses up high, and that's ball three. 3-0 is the count. Joe Gravine in the on-deck circle, right in front of me, slightly to the right. Pitch is taken at the top of the strike zone, taken all the way with Schindler. In fact, he squared the bunt and backed it away. Three balls and one strike. Good hitter's count right now for the right-handed hitter. Pickoff move, and Eiffel Donald is back in safely. Again, Eiffel Donald will take his lead. Here's the kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Little downward movement as that ball got to the strike zone. Just over the top was Ryder Schindler, and the count runs full, 3-2. Full count here on Schindler. Target is set by Henrik. Setting is Wendorf. Payoff pitch. There's a looping liner left field side. Curls just foul. Curled at the end. I think as it got past third base, it was still a fair ball, but little looping liner ended up fall by a foot or so. So still three balls and two strikes. Wendorf peeks at the runner at first. Another look. Now kicks. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. Oh, they called it. Strike three. Throw to second. And in standing up is Eiffel Donald. That pitch, boy, that looked like it was a little low, maybe even outside. But called strike three on Schindler. First out of the inning.
So,
runner on second. One out for Joel Gravine. Gravine had an RBI double back in the first, scored a run, walked in the third, and then struck out in the fourth. So 1-for-2 officially. Off a second is Eiffel Donald. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. Warriors looking to add to this lead, 5-0. D.C. Everest leads Wausau East 1-0 in the third inning over at Simon Field at DCE this afternoon. Another game that was moved because of the threat of some wet weather tomorrow. Everest beat East yesterday 4-2, so they're looking for a sweep, and they're looking to go 4-0 in the young part of the Wisconsin Valley Conference season. 1-0. Here's the pitch. There's a high pop-up by Gravine, and that'll be out of play. Everest off to a good start. Been a struggle for the Lumberjacks so far. They are 0-3 in the WVC. They've lost to a little surprising Wisconsin Rapids team twice last week. The Rapids then added to their good start with a shutout win over Stevens Point yesterday. 1-1. Catches the top of the zone for strike two. Rapids and Stevens Point are scheduled to play their second game this week tomorrow. They've kept that game to tomorrow. And again, it's not a sure thing that we're going to get enough wet weather to cause postponements, but I think a couple of squads thought it not worth a chance. Pitch is low and outside, evens it up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the sixth inning, 5-0 Warriors with the lead. Here's the pitch. Drops down low, and the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Been a struggle throwing strikes for the Merrill pitchers quite a bit here today. And the payoff. There's a line drive off the mitt of the shortstop into left field. Advancing the third on the play is Eiffel Donald. Another play, it looked like getting crossed up, trying to basket it instead of turning the glove and maybe backhanding it, was Rudy. And again, a hard hit ball by Gravine. I'm going to put in my sheet, though. That's an error. You got to make that play. So now runners on first and third, one out for Rowan Robbins. Pitchers have not had a lot of good defense behind them either for Merrill today. Inside, and it hit the bottom of the bat. It hit the knob of the bat, and not even selling it was Rowan Robbins. He looked at it, and it hit the bat. I thought for a moment it may have hit him because it came bearing in, but it hit the knob of the bat, foul ball. Nothing and one. Pickoff move, and back in safely is Joe Gravine. So the Warriors looking for more here in the sixth. 5-0 lead. Cooper Wendorf sets, comes home. There's a bunt attempt into the air, and making the running grab in foul territory on the third base side was Caden Hendrick for Merrill. And actually, it's going to be a double play because at second base is Joe Gravine. He did not realize that the ball was popped up in foul territory. He was standing on second base, so it turns into an inning-ending double play. So again, bunt attempt by Robbins, caught in foul territory, third base side by Caden Hendrick. And standing on second base was Joe Gravine, so he is out. And that will do it. No runs, no hits, two errors, and one runner left on base for the Warriors in the sixth. End of 5.5. It is Wausau West 5, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Cooper Wendorf leads off for the Merrill Blue Jays. Back-to-back fastballs on the inside corner from Ty Teske, and the count is nothing and two. Well, Teske looks like he's getting stronger and stronger as this game continues. And there's a swing and a pop-up short center field, and it will drop in for a base hit. Another looper. We've seen a few of those here today as Wendorf knocks it out of the reach of Tony Ifedano, went out and in front of Miles Walfogle. So a leadoff single for the Blue Jays, and that will bring up Cam Wallen, the first baseman. Out of the stretch, Teske kicks, fires. Pitches up and in for ball one. Five nothing Warriors, bottom half of inning number six. Working on the shutout is Teske. Pickoff move, and the runner is back in safely. One thing the Warriors have this season, I think they have as good a starting pitching for the two games every week in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. I think they're going to be very, very tough. And if they get some timely offense, could be right there in this conference race. There's a fastball in for a called strike, 1-1. I think the pitching for teams like Stevens Point and DC Everest, while still good, not quite at the level it's been the last couple of years. 1-1. Pitch in the dirt and a good block by Travis Claude. Got in front of it, got the chest protector down and kept it in front and keeps the runner at first base. But I think it could be argued that West has maybe the best starting pitching in conference play this season. Have to be proven on the field, though. 2-1. Fastball just a little bit up, and that's ball three. Three balls and a strike on Walden. Noah Klug on deck for Merrill. Pickoff move and closer play, but diving back in safely is Cooper Wendorf. Putting down the fingers, setting the target is Claudie. 3-1 pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball four. Well, Merrill not giving up here. First and second, nobody out, and we will get a visit to the mound. And I think that might be the limit here for Ty Teske. Let's wait and see. Well, not at this point. Not getting the ball right away. Have a conversation at this point. I do not have the pitch numbers in front of me right now. But right now it's just a conversation between the coach and the battery. Again, this is the first of two, and nope, not a pitching change at this point. So Teske's still under 100 pitches, so he'll continue. But at this point, you just want to throw strikes. And you don't want to give those free passes. And as I said, it's been in control for the Warriors, but five runs is not an insurmountable lead. We've seen plenty of rallies bigger than this over the years. So runners first and second, nobody out for Klug. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fastball poured right in there for strike one called. Klug walked his first time up. He came on as a pinch hitter back in the fourth. 0-1. Drops a little bit low. Count goes to a ball and a strike. Partly cloudy day, but a very pleasant spring day for baseball. Setting at the chest is Teske. Comes to the plate. Big cut that time by Klug, but follows it back. Out of play. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Four base hits in the game for the Merrill Blue Jays. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that will be out number one. Again, seems as though when there's a little bit of trouble, Teske has that ability to dig and find that pitch when he needs it. And now, first and second, one out for Cole Rudy. Fastball poured right in there for strike one call. Rudy is one for two, single and a strikeout. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses off the inside corner. Evens things up at 1-1. And the pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Wisconsin Valley Conference standings have D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids at 3-0. Stevens Point 2-1. Wausau West 0-0. Marshfield and Merrill 0-2. And Wausau East 0-3. Fastball just off the inside corner. Still plenty of pop on those pitches from Teske. Count is 2-2. Again, the runners take their leads. Teske peeks, now kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on a good breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now two outs in the inning. Checking on the pitch count right now is Coach Albee. Want to make sure, because, make sure. No, because you get to 100, but you can finish a batter. But if you go past it, I'm not sure what the penalty would be, but you got to make sure you don't get yourself in that situation. So obviously we're getting close, though. Brody Klebanow now steps in. Fastball misses up for a ball. Trying to at least close out a scoreless sixth inning is Ty Teske. Kicks and deals. In there for a called strike one. First inning that Teske's had more than one strikeout. He had one strikeout in the first, one strikeout in the second, one strikeout in the third, one strikeout in the fourth, one strikeout in the fifth, and now two in the sixth. Pitches up for ball two. So seven strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings for the Wausau West sophomore. Runners off second and first. Two balls and a strike and the pitch. Followed back to the screen. 2-2. Well, trying to strike out the side here is Teske. Likely, I would think, his last batter. He's ready. Sets, kicks, fires. Just off the outside corner. Count goes to 3-2. Full count, the runners will be on the move with two outs. And the payoff pitch. Ground ball towards shortstop. Tony Ifedano. Long throw across right on target. 6-3 on the putout. And that will do it for the Blue Jays in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. End of six. Warriors 5, Merrill nothing. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
And a new pitcher for the Merrill Blue Jays as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Noah Klug will take over, be the third Merrill pitcher. Cooper Wendorf goes back to shortstop, and back to third base is Cole Rudy.
Second baseman 14,
Cohen Bryant. Cohen Bryant, Ty Teske, and Miles Wahlvogel due up here for the Warriors in the seventh. First pitch, swing and a miss by Bryant for strike one. Bryant has reached on an error, hit into a ground ball double play, and walked and scored a run. 0-1 is up and out of the strike zone. One ball and one strike. Working out of the windup, right-hander, Klug's pitch. Misses up and out of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Working quickly, rocks, kicks, and deals. There's a swing and a fly ball. Well hit left field, going back, but with room. Again, a lot of room back there. Brady Norton will make the grab. Again, you have to put a major charge into one to get it over the fence, especially down in left field. But now Ty Teske will come to the plate. He is 0 for 2. He did walk and score back in the fourth. Pitch is low and inside. Scooting out of the way of that one is Teske. Ball one. Klug rocks, kicks, and deals. Misses up high. Count goes the two balls and no strikes. Five runs, seven hits for the Warriors. Pitch misses away for ball three. West has also been the beneficiary of a number of walks and a handful of errors. 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Getting the green light was Teske. Tried to turn on that one. Came up empty. 3-1. Klug with the pitch. There's a hard grounder right to the first baseman. Taken by Wallen. Goes to the bag. 3 unassisted for out number 2.
Hey, Miles. Everything after 2. Let's go.
Miles Wahlvogel, who lined a single to left his first time, last time up, I should say, steps in. He is 1-for-3.
Come on, Miles.
Noah Klug working out of the windup. Fires. Fastball in there for strike one called. Nothing in one. Klug trying to work a 1-2-3 inning and give his offense one more chance, still down by five. Fastball just off the outside corner, evens it up at 1-1. Here's the pitch. Misses up high for a ball. There's a swing and a pop-up right field side. Going out to the second baseman, getting called off by the right fielder, E.J. Wykes, and Wykes will make the grab for out number three. Three up and three down for the Warriors in the seventh, heading to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance for Merrill. Wausau West 5, Merrill nothing. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Pitcher for Wausau West as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Moving in from right field to hurl is Ethan Sillars. And moving from pitcher to right field is Ty Teske. So Teske finishes off an outstanding effort. Six scoreless innings, allowing just four base hits. Top of the order here for the Blue Jays, and the first pitch from Sillars is in for strike one called. Corey Page, Brady Norton, and E.J. Wykes. Top three in the order for Merrill. Nothing and one. Sillars kicks and deals. Fastball just misses a shade low. Evens it up at 1-1. 5-0 Wausau West with the lead. And the pitch bounces in there. Grab by Claude, but ball two. Two balls and a strike on Corey Page. He is 0-3. He has struck out, reached on an error, and flown out. And the pitch, there's a chopper third base side. Dylan Landreth, long throw across, up high, but going up, making the grab and making the tag is Joe Gravine. Collision, but Gravine kept his concentration, went up there, made the grab, and then took the contact from a rather large Corey Page, but able to hold on. 5-3 on the putout for out number one.
Field number 24, Brady Norton,
the number two hitter and left fielder, now steps in. He is 0-2 with a walk. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, foul down the third base side. Coming up after the first game is completed, we will throw it back to regular programming. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba for just probably 15, 20 minutes or so, and then we'll come back after I get the lineups and have game number two. Swing and a miss. Good fastball by Sillars. Threw it right past Norton, and the count goes to nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Brady Norton. Setting, kicking, firing is Sillars. Strike three called. Fastball right at the knees. First strikeout for Ethan Sillars in the second out of the inning.
Right field, number 11, E.J. Wikes.
And that will leave it up to E.J. Wikes for the Blue Jays. He has walked, singled, and grounded out. Sillars fires. Followed back by Wikes. Strike one. But again, we will come back, have a quick recap of this first game, and then get set for game number two, about 20 minutes or so. Twin Bill action on this Wednesday. Again, rare Wednesday action, but glad to be here on 98.9 WXCO. 0-1, up and out of the strike zone, evens it up at 1-1. Two in the first for the Warriors, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. 5-0 lead. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes on E.J. Wikes. Putting down the fingers, setting the target again is Clotty. Sillars sets at the belt, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, Sillars comes on and picks up right where Teske left off with a very good seventh inning. Three up and three down for the Blue Jays, including a pair of strikeouts. So the Warriors win their Wisconsin Valley Conference opener, defeating Merrill 5-0. We'll take a quick break, come right back, get you set as well for game number two here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Chad Holmes again from Merrill and Athletic Park in Merrill as the Wausau West baseball team starts their Wisconsin Valley Conference schedule with a 5-0 win over the Merrill Blue Jays in the first half of a doubleheader. Warriors got on the board first in the first inning. RBI double by Joe Gravine. Second run came in on an error and it was 2-0 Wausau West. Warriors then got a 2 RBI double by Ryder Schindler in the fourth, extended the lead to 4-0.